And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger.
I know we weren't going to do presents, but here.
Oh my God, Joe. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. It's absolutely amazing.
Evening. I heard you had a new bag.
Well, yes, I literally just opened it.
Lordy, lordy. Do you mind if I... isn't that a picture?
I know. The door was open, so I thought I'd...
May I? Oh, there it is.
I wouldn't normally go for red, but that really works, doesn't it?
Someone's a very lucky girl.
Yes, I know.
Sorry, traffic was a nightmare.
We come bearing gifts. Thank you. Whoever you are.
Well, this is truly marvellous.
Smells amazing.
It's a thing of wonder.
Quite stupendous.
Guys, it's just a bag.
Just a bag.
No, I thought it was yours.
This Christmas season is upon us once again. The season of tinsel, some dubious sweaters, and LED lights and handbags. And I wonder what sort of Christmas you are looking forward to. What are you hoping for? We're told it is the season to be merry, but merry doesn't really do justice to a year like 2021. And we will all have our stories to tell of trials and tribulations. But what about the biggest story of all? The Christmas story. How are we to make sense of this slightly strange nativity involving angels and shepherds and wise men from the east and a baby born of a virgin in a stable? As that amusing video clip showed, it doesn't seem to have too much bearing on what Christmas is for us today. So does it have anything to say to us in this 21st century? Well, I think it does. We're told that if this story is true, then we are not on our own. Many people, when they think of God, might think of a slightly aloof, distant figure who's probably cross with us most of the time. At least disapproving. But if this Christmas story is true, we're told that this God was willing to step out of eternity and into human history, to get involved in the drama and grief of our lives. We're told that God has come to be with us Emmanuel means God with us, so that we're not on our own. We face many things in life. This year has been no exception, and who knows what 2022 has in store for us. But if this Christmas story is true, it means that whatever life throws at us, you never need to face it alone. There is help available. God has come to be with you, and because of this, there is hope. There's hope for every kind of person in every situation. You'll see that the cast in the Nativity is about as wide-ranging and diverse or inclusive as it gets. Everyone from local farmers to royalty are involved, which means that if the story is true, there is hope for every kind of person in every situation, regardless of religious tradition, social status, race, gender, and ethnicity. God has come to be with everyone and anyone who accepts him. No one is excluded and no one is beyond the reach of God. But even so, isn't the Christmas story just a little bit far-fetched? I mean, how can a baby be born without the help and involvement of a man? Surely you might say, people in biblical times were a bit naive and willing and eager to believe in miracles because they lived in a pre-scientific age. Well, Mary's fiancé, Joseph, knew exactly how babies were made, and a miracle was not his go-to explanation. He was planning to quietly separate from Mary, to cancel their engagement when he found out she was pregnant. We also see that another biographer of the life of Jesus, someone called Luke, was a medically trained doctor whose scientific and medical training didn't seem to affect his acceptance of miracles. You see, if God exists, he would surely be capable of making a world with laws and regularities science can measure, but also occasionally suspend those laws to do something extraordinary. And not because he likes to meddle with nature, but because he intervenes out of love for us. When people are stranded and in danger in the open sea, as we've heard so much about recently, the boat that lifts them to safety is not an irrational act of meddling, but a vital act of rescue that saves lives. Intervening to help someone in danger is an act of love. You see, if the Christmas story is true, then rescue is also possible for us. And you may say, well, rescue from what? Well, I think rescue from ourselves and our actions. Some of our biggest disappointments in life come from our own mistakes and regrets. We walk through life carrying shame and guilt and deep disappointment, and many of us do this for years, if not a lifetime. We carry these things a little bit like Santa with his great huge sack of presents on his back, and they get heavier and heavier, dragging us down, haunting us, taunting us. And is there a way to be free of this? Well, surely, if there's a way to be free, we need someone who can stand close enough to us to take these things from us, these burdens off us. But whose hands are not weighed down and not taken up carrying their own things? We need someone who isn't weighed down in the same way that we are. Is there anyone qualified to bear this weight, the weight of the mess in our lives? Is there anyone who hasn't known the shame and guilt that we do? Well, if the Christmas story is true, then yes. His name is Jesus Christ, fully human, fully divine, who grew into a boy and then a man, who lived, died, and rose again, taking the full weight of all the mess, all the grit and grief we carry that we wish we didn't. He took that upon himself so that these things can be lifted from us. Whatever you happen to believe, wherever you are in the world, Jesus says to you this Christmas, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Because the Christmas story is true, we're told that there is hope for us all. We're never on our own. Forgiveness is available and change is possible. And because of this, there is hope for my life and yours. It is a hope that I promise will never disappoint. A handbag, I'm sorry to have to say this, but a handbag will soon be out of fashion as the corner of my wife's cupboard will testify. It's full of different handbags that once were the height of fashion and now lay uncherished and forgotten. But Jesus is timeless, eternal and everlasting. He will never let you down and, as I've explained, is always there for you. And as you know him more deeply, the more brilliantly the light he shines into the world becomes. Tonight, it is as if each of us is an innkeeper who has to decide whether they have room for Jesus or whether they will keep the door closed. If you'd like to open that door to him and explore the Christian faith, we're running an Alpha course in the new year, and I'd love to welcome you on it. Details are on our website. Thank you.